The animals in this neighborhood are complaining in unison as the sky becomes black. A so-called pseudo-nighttime is hardly appreciated by things that bark, hiss, growl, or claw in the dark. They don't want food or more time outside. They want the sky to be normal and stop hiding its eyes. In a time of social unrest, the divine loses itself to showcase where on the hierarchy we perpetually sit. And the water flows, cutting into the unwrapped gifts. You can't really teach genuine hatred or genuine love. One's own experience is what creates votes or pitchforks for the head of a club. So the unborn will probably be smart enough to place a ribbon around their neck to take the power away from those who want to kill it in attempt to assert dominance. Mumbling is the present seed, and it seems like a form of protest against the babies who cry the loudest. They can whine for a change all they like, but obviously that ultimately won't create what they claim they want to establish. Quran, Bible, Torah, Quran, Bible, Torah, etc. Welcome to Pride, where the proud march around showing off their cobras. The term fits. You parade around your pride, most likely you're a hypocrite. While I haven't found a prideful Your Majesty who isn't one of those kind of hippos, if we live to serve them, then society is doomed for a hellish echo. Quran, Bible, Torah, Quran, Bible, Torah, etc. If you only see negative, then clearly your disbelief is derived from hatred. Holy text has something for everyone, from a sane to the insane or hypocritical, to relate to. And if you don't see that, then clearly your mind is warped, shaped, and wrapped in the insanity you project onto religious people.
Des hommes se trouva sur le même terrain rempli d'herbe un jour. Il ne pouvait voir la destinée disparue, mais il pouvait voir l'espace laissé par un corps. Et cela l'intrigua parce qu'il savait que l'herbe couchée n'était pas dans le plan de la destinée.